Waving small American flags, newly naturalized U.S. refugees were declared citizens, some after waiting almost a decade. The Tampa Bay Refugee Task Force is a coalition of the dozens of local agencies that help refugees settle, integrate, and prosper in the community and sponsored the event. Field Office Director for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in Tampa, Brett Reinhardt, says the U.S. is a safe haven for refugees seeking freedom from adversity in their home countries.
Well, I think the United States, as part of its charter and membership in the United Nations, supports the goal of the United Nations in making sure that folks who have a fear of persecution or who are being persecuted against can find shelter in countries that can accept them and take them in.
Vervue Germinal is a refugee from Haiti who just became a citizen.
I feel good. I'm happy to be citizenship. Yes, I say thank you. Thank you so much, because I'm very happy about that.
Although many refugees fled Haiti following last January's earthquake, Germinal came to the U.S. to escape political turmoil in 1989.
The politics, so we have some problem there, and then I come here, because if I don't come here, I have a big problem. Maybe you never know, I maybe die something for the politics. So that's why I'm coming here.
But while Jeremy Nall and his family are now safe, some of his family members were affected by the recent quake.
We have a cousin, I have a cousin, so my dad and my mom still in life. They don't have a problem, but I'm lost some people.
Natural disasters are a common reason for people to seek refuge. And now that Jeremy Nall is a citizen, his family will also benefit from his new status.
My whole family happy because I'm citizen. Only thing, my wife, she can't citizen now because she have to have like 5 years with the green card.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services presided over the naturalization ceremony. Their representative, Yolanda Almeida, says that Germinal's children will now have an easy road to also gaining their citizenship.
And his children that are under 18 today, the date he became a citizen, they will be eligible to be U.S. citizens, deriving from the father's citizenship. So because they're under 18 and because they are permanent residents of the United States, they can apply for their own citizenship certificate as a derivative based on the father's without having to come in and take a test or anything else.
20 refugees and asylees in Tampa gained their citizenship, and even more refugees became citizens later that day at the Largo Library.
We assisted the World Refugee Day hosts, which are Lutheran Family Services, Gulf Coast Legal, Catholic Charities, and other agencies that put this together with the Largo Library. And we just came in, and they invited us to do a ceremony, which we did for 25 people from 11 different countries.
Many of the refugees have dreamed and worked for this moment for years. Almeida says many of the refugees have little control over their plight and are forced to flee.
A refugee person comes into the United States seeking refuge from their country because of the conditions in their country, like earthquakes or some type of situation, weather conditions that, you know, just like Honduras and Haiti now, and other countries that Vietnam came in as refugees, where the conditions there were unlivable. So they all, and people from Sudan or Ethiopia who lived in camps or live in camps and are waiting to be allowed into the country as a refugee.
She distinguishes refugees from asylees who flee to the U.S. for other reasons.
The asylee-seeking people are the people that come to the United States and they realize that because of their belief or their non-belief of their government and the way the government works, they can seek asylum in the United States because they say that if they return to their country, they will be persecuted for one reason or another, whether it's religious, because of their race, because of their color, because of their ethnic background.
One asylum seeker was Solomon McKinnon, once a blind Ethiopian orphan who came to the U.S. as a Fulbright scholar and became a citizen. He didn't return to his country because he said it was unsafe due to political turmoil and unrest. He said his desire and persistence to take advantage of all his opportunities in America have made him happy to be here.
My experience as an American has been wonderful, and hope it'll continue to be wonderful, for the open arms and the caring attitude with which the American society received people like myself, seeing the value of including us, and that opportunity was actually the main and the essential ingredient that made people like myself give us the true confidence in ourselves. If given the opportunity, it is possible to make a good and worthwhile living.
According to the State Department of Children and Families, more than 17,000 refugees have been resettled in this region. The majority of them are Cubans and Haitians, but Tampa Bay has also received people in need from Iraq, Vietnam, Burma, Colombia, and many other countries. For more information, go to WMNF.org/news. Reporting from Largo for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.